As it considers its own city-county merger, St. Louis can look to only a handful of cities for proof of what consolidation can do. 50 years ago, and 250 miles away, the Indiana legislature approved Unigov, which merged Indianapolis and surrounding Marion County. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fentum finds Indianapolis offers lessons in how consolidated governments can play out.
Stop right here. Pull over and stop.
Rod Bohannon, former president of the Indianapolis NAACP, is driving through the east side of the city. His friend, City County Councilman Joe Simpson, offers running commentary from the passenger seat.
Dude, this used to be thriving over here. This used to be a real thriving black community situation over here, but, you know.
In the Martindale-Brightwood neighborhood, many of the buildings have plywood over the windows. Vacant lots are filled with scrap metal and trash. In this formerly working-class neighborhood, 40% of people live in poverty. Bohannon stops the car in front of a cargo trucking company. He says the city helped build this industrial park, but most of the people who work here aren't from the neighborhood or even the county.
If you have fun, you go by and look at the license plates, and you can tell by the license plate number what county you're from. Mm-hmm. So while the community got this built on it, it didn't benefit in terms of jobs.
Directly to the southwest, you can see the city's booming downtown. Its enormous football stadium, office towers looming above the train tracks. Bohannon says St. Louis should keep that contrast in mind when it thinks about what the merger can and can't accomplish. Working people have long complained that since the merger, those in charge didn't use their power to help neighborhoods like this.
When I think of Uniglove, I think of classism.
That's Greg Porter, a state representative who represents East Indianapolis. He says after the merger, the newly powerful Republican leadership in the consolidated government focused its efforts on downtown, leaving neighborhoods such as Martindale-Brightwood in the dust.
I can remember as a community-based organizer looking at downtown development and the neighborhoods were being neglected. Then we began to really raise concerns about what was going on versus downtown, the Miles Square.
Unigov wasn't a complete merger. It excluded several taxing districts, and it left many existing departments, such as fire and police, intact. It created a 29-member city county council. Overnight, the city's leadership became overwhelmingly white and Republican as a conservative county joined the Democratic city. Popular Republican Mayor Richard Lugar focused the city's attention downtown. Critics say that development came at other people's expense. Chris Prenner is a sociology professor at St. Louis University. He says Unigov wasn't a panacea.
In terms of who's benefited from this, it has not been uniform in its consequences.
Prenner, who studies St. Louis neighborhoods, says the Indianapolis experiment shows what and how much cities consolidate matters. Like Better Together's plan, Indianapolis didn't merge its schools. Prenner says making them part of the merger in St. Louis could bring more resources to struggling city classrooms.
One place, one very powerful place, if we want to regionally lift all boats, one place to do that is in the schools.
Rod Bohannon says leaving services such as schools out left the city just as fragmented as before.
Well, if you're trying to consolidate and build a unified city, would everybody feeling part of it, you don't leave the schools out, you consolidate the schools.
Proponents of a merger in St. Louis point to 50 years of job growth in Indianapolis since the merger was put in place. And the city did add 170,000 jobs. But most of those jobs did little to lift people in the city's core out of poverty. Many of them were in the service industry, which doesn't pay as well as the manufacturing jobs they replaced. Better Together also points to the lower cost of administrative services in Indianapolis, arguing consolidation would eventually save the city billions through streamlining government services. But researchers say Indianapolis has always kept spending low for city services. That's evident when you drive over the city's deteriorating streets.
Oop.
Yeah.
That's a big problem.
Yeah, I noticed this was.
There are big differences between Better Together and Unigov. Better Together consolidates more than Indianapolis did. And instead of the legislature deciding, like in Indiana, the initiative would be put to a Missouri-wide vote. Proponents of the St. Louis proposal say it would eliminate fragmented government that's perpetuating segregation. But Bohannon says voters should keep in mind a merger will always benefit some more than others.
When you got consolidation, somebody loses. Somebody always loses. And those who don't have political power are going to lose.
People should think carefully about how it might play out, he says. The consequences can last for generations. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.